to advertise, email podcast@thisisvechi.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
So I got a friend of mine, he's a big chiller.
Yeah.
He calls me. He's like, hey, my man, I'm in 58 minutes of this Tumela Ramaphosa interview. Does it get better? I'm like, hey, my man, keep watching. Don't keep watching.
Bro.
Hey, bro, man.
I got a text from Clock.
DJ Clock.
Yeah, literally the last time we spoke was in June or something.
Yeah.
So he's like, hola Sol, my dog, I know your IQ level is high. I'm finding this out now and I'm reading this.
Yeah.
Like, Ramaphosa's son, Begati. This episode is for the wealthy. And that's how people have been feeling about that episode. They're like, what did this guy say? Everyone.
Dog.
Like, hey, what did that guy say?
And I had high expectations, dog.
Bruh.
Bro, that's so underwhelming, bruh.
Bruh. But he smoked. But go pay me that before he came in, right?
Like two joints, bro.
Yeah, because I could smoke weed. Yeah, I could smell the weed. Yeah. Is that the cause of your high expectations? Because I could smell my payment. I don't know. Maybe
we've done a lot of interviews.
Down.
That one was just different, man. Yeah. It was weird, man.
But we never know what we're going to get, bro.
That guy lives in his own world, bro.
Yeah.
It's the beauty of podcasting. But other people were saying, because I saw people tweeting, it's difficult to interview someone who's media trained. So other people are saying he's well trained.
Yeah, he was.
He knows how to avoid.
Yeah.
Questions. You know, questions. Yeah, it's the same thing we've been seeing at the Maganga Commission. I was saying some kunis, exactly what they do.
Yeah.
You ask them about this or Pran Mukhosi, they're going to go there, and then leave you with nothing you asked about.
Yeah.
And you got all these things, and you're like, that's a lie. No way, did that really happen? Yeah. Is that really true? But the one thing you actually asked, it doesn't answer it.
So if you haven't seen that episode, don't waste your time, man. Just start from the first hour, yeah.
Yeah.
Start from hour number one.
Does it get better? Does it get better?
Did it get better?
What did you think of Domenico's lady?
Yeah, okay. For me, like, literally, I think we're 30 minutes in the show, and as I just keep on listening to him answer questions, I already kind of felt like, yo, this guy is just... It feels... I guess he was there to push his business, but also, and that's it, but wants to ignore what's happening around him and whatever the other things that maybe would be interested in asking him.
Yeah.
So, and I just felt like, for me, it was those... You know, your white guys in the corporate industry that are on drugs vibe? That's what he has.
Oh, yeah. The Wall Street kind of characters.
Yeah.
The private bankers of Stanton.
Yeah, just
and lawyers of
life.
Stanton.
Yeah.
I've heard about cocaine in those circles and stockbrokers and stuff. I've heard.
Yeah. Even advertising.
Advertising. The Lurie's.
Cocaine.
It's the Lurie's. What's the weekend of?
Yeah.
The Lurie's, right? They come in lorry loads.
Sniffer dogs.
Advertising.
In every industry, could it be your banking? Is just that, yes, it's known for like your advertising and your
and banking, yes.
Bankers, but it's everywhere.
Even lawyers.
Lawyers.
Fuck, can I have some cream? Yeah. I'm ashy, man. I didn't see. You know, it's 4K now, man.
You ashy, bro? Nah, man, you fine, dog.
No, look, dog.
Oh, come on, bro. That's not bad, man.
You want to be the one who looks good? Fuck
soft,
you,
dog.
Nigga.
You've gone soft. You've gone soft. What is this, bro? The mech that I know doesn't give a fuck about ashiness. You know, it's like, yo, let's rock. We here to do what? To shine? Or we here to broadcast or podcast?
Yeah.
But it's a lot now.
Yo, gaga for. Spewit to you.
You guys are sabotaging me.
This would be a dope advertisement, actually, you know?
Yeah.
If the moisturizing company, you know, were like, come to work, Ashley, and...
Candyman. Candyman.
Look who's talking. Hey, Mac.
You'll be soon. Next week, Mac will come with that lotion here. Guys,
yeah. Yeah, you're fine. This one's a campaign. It's a launch. It's a soft launch.
It's a soft launch.
It's a soft launch. This one. Yeah, exactly.
You told the fact checker. Okay, I'm going to say a day. When are you bring it out?
Anyway. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. So much to talk about today, guys. All right, cool. Let me start here. A group of over 150 Palestinians recently arrived in SA on a chartered plane under mysterious circumstances and were granted entry after being held at OR Tambo International Airport for several hours. South African authorities are currently investigating the circumstances of their arrival. The group's arrival has sparked local interest and international attention, with the South African government actively probing the situation and a local humanitarian organization, Gift of the Givers, providing initial assistance. We've got a video from the president where he was addressing this, and as usual, he was shocked.
He
didn't know.
He's always shocked.
Yesterday, we had a plane of 160, we're carrying 160 Palestinians landing at OR Tambo. And these are people from Gaza who somehow mysteriously were put on a plane that passed by.
Silly!
They were smuggled.
And I got to hear about it from my Minister of Home Affairs, wanting to know, what do we do now? And I said, we cannot turn them back, even though they do not have the necessary documents and papers. Ha! These are people from a strife-torn, a war-torn country.
Ha!
And out of compassion, out of empathy,
ha!
We must receive them and be able to deal with the situation that they are facing. And it does seem like they were being, you know, flushed out. We will get the details later, but from a humanitarian point of view, we could not return them from whence they have come, and we had to accept.
Yeah, your thoughts, Penduka? Have you, Ghost Lady? I haven't been following the story.
I've heard of the story as well.
I saw the story and it came out. I stopped following it when Gift of the Givers intervened, and somehow these guys were allowed access into the country.
They are being accommodated by the Gift of the Givers, no?
Yeah. Inter Suleiman and the Gift of the Givers intervened because these guys landed. They were there in the plane on the tarmac, and the guys don't even have exit stamps from where they come from.
Yeah.
You know? And to legally leave a place, you have to have a stamp at the airport to say you are legally leaving this place. You are not a fugitive, because the system will say that, hey, man, you're a fugitive. You're wanted by the law. Which then gets complicated because of the situation that side. But they didn't have the legal requirements to enter the country. And my thing is, fuck Palestine or Gaza is far. How far is it?
Very. Where are things like Egypt?
Ah, Egypt! All these Arab countries, yes, where they will feel at home, you know, where there's no haram taking place as much as is in South Africa.
Yeah, India, all these other places.
India is a Hindu mostly, but Pakistan, for example, right next to India. There's so many countries they could have gone to. Why? So the president didn't ask that. He was like, oh, these are people from a war-torn country, you know, escaping a genocide. Oh, no, bring them in. Doesn't make sense. It's similar to all these other guys with the spazas and their hair on asylums.
Oh, yeah.
But they leave their wives and they leave their women behind. It's only the men. Then why are you leaving the wife in a place where she's in danger if it's an asylum that you're seeking? You know, all these guys.
Actually.
But it's only men who are coming. Hasn't that made you ever wonder?
According to IOL, it states that their flight was more than 13 hours. So they were on board for more than 13 hours.
That's how far it is.
That's how far it is.
And there are so many other countries that can help. Yes, we went to the ICJ. We took Israel to court. But, hey, man, domestically, we also got a lot of our problems of our own. You know what I mean? We've got people who are running away as well from other closer countries. Now, that makes sense. If you're going to jump over from Zim, you know, It's like, well, it is your closest greener pasture is South Africa if you're in Zim or so you're in Mozambique. Bro, your greener pasture, why is it South Africa when you're all the way so far, bro?
Why should we care about the story as South Africans?
Because they are here.
And because who's in charge? Is it the NGOs or is it government? Because the guys, BMA, Border Management or that authority said, no, they can't enter. They said, we can't allow these guys to enter. They don't have the right documentation. Who are they? Where are they from? Okay, we know where they're from, but who's put them on the plane? No one knows who put them. What's going on? And then Gift of the Givers comes, and then it vetoes whatever decision the Border Management Authority has come to. Mm. So that's why we should be worried. Who's in charge of the country?
Neil,
who's in charge?
What's your take on this? When you saw it, what did you think, man?
Like, I think what Saul said, I think it's because they took an advantage that we were the ones who were in the forefront of, you know, calling out the injustice that is happening.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which was right of us to do.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, I think it's something that is repeating itself where during apartheid, when there were a lot of countries that were calling injustice that is happening in South Africa, and those were countries that were accommodating South Africans for when they were going to exile. Mm. So I think that's something that is kind of repeating itself, that we might as a country be the country that's going to welcome a lot of people from Palestine to come here to accommodate them because, you know, they're running away from their country where there's a lot of injustice that's happening.
So okay, I get
possibly
that.
There's more to come.
I get that,
is that
right?
What's going to happen?
Yeah. But bro, there's so many conflicts in the world out there. There's so many conflicts in the world out there. Do we then accommodate everyone? We're a small country, bro. We're a medium country, let me say. Do we accommodate then? Is it practical?
But we're already accommodating the whole of Africa. So, is it shocking? Because we always cry that we're a small country, but at the end of the day, our borders continues to be opened for more people to come.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This should worry us because who's in charge? And remember, we've been seeing a string of lieutenant generals, vice admirals coming out. The latest guy, Monde Lobese from the Navy, vice admiral from the Navy, came out now saying, well, politicians are making it difficult for us to do our jobs.
Oh, for real?
There's crazy crimes happening at sea. Human trafficking, drugs are coming out of the country. It's a free-for-all. Yeah, he made a statement now.
Mm.
And then earlier on, I think it was the mass funeral of the guys, you know, who died in Congo, but it was a soldier's funeral. Another general, Chabeni Mapaha or something. This was February. This is before Mukwanazi.
Mm.
He literally said, you politicians have decided to make our defense force a Mickey Mouse. Our borders are porous, want to play Big Brother in Africa. Mm. We're out there in Congo, but the resources have been cut from our national defense force. We are a joke. We don't have borders. Pretty much, we don't have borders. And then Mukwanazi came out and spoke about the infiltration of the justice system by criminals, and that was in July. Then Shamila Botoi came out saying she can't do her work at the NPA because they've been deliberately under-resourced.
Yeah.
And all the best attorneys and lawyers and prosecutors are going into the private sector.
Speaking about Gift of the Givers, an old clip of Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman, founder of Gift of the Givers, resurfaced online. In the video, he states that he's not accountable to anyone and only to Islamic law, not state law. This resurfaced as the NGO faced criticism for reportedly pressuring the SA government to allow 150 Palestinians into the country without standard immigration procedures such as the use of passports and asylum papers. Suleiman went on to book accommodation for those people. Background of Gift of the Givers, it's one of South Africa's biggest humanitarian organizations known for emergency response for work in Gaza, Syria, Malawi, Mozambique, and more.
No one.
Where's the video?
Do we have the video?
Please try find the video because
Please find the video.
Yeah, if there's a video, we've got to see it.
Hmm.
I don't think.
And apparently, this guy he ran for elections in '94. I think.
Yeah, I saw that the Islam Party it's an Islamic party or a Muslim party.
It was a Muslim party.
I saw that, man.
And then you look at what's happening in London. They've taken over there, the Muslims. You look what's happening in New York as well.
In New York, you mean the mayor being a Muslim now?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's when they've taken over.
Yeah, dog. You must see videos of what London looks like now, bro.
Nah, but London and the UK, bro, I feel like, you know, I feel like to some degree they deserve it. And the French and Paris.
Because yeah, they've been colonizing.
Yeah, because yeah. Guess what? That's, yeah. These are the results of colonizing. Yeah. If you go around colonizing and making people very far from your country
yeah.
dress and look like you and do all these things like you and speak your language as well.
It's payback time now.
Yeah, exactly. Guess where they're going to
exactly.
flee?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, it is. And also due to the you know, London is a hub of cleaning money, right?
Yes, yes, I can believe
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so Gangs of London, that Gangs of London series, yeah. Series, yeah. Then there was a documentary I watched. I forgot the name now. Mm. Literally, it's the world, like, it's where the filthy money is. And people own land there now and are not the Brits.
Mm.
It's the Russian oligarchs.
Wow.
It's the Arabs.
The Arabs,
you yeah. know? Yeah, and all sorts of people from all over the world. They send their money there to clean it.
So did you get the video? Oh, you can't find the video. Okay. Okay. Is that the
kind of... What are you searching for? What did you search there? Google Imtiaz Suleiman and then go to the videos and see which one pops up at the top. Because maybe there isn't a video with all those words necessarily... Oh, Google Imtiaz Suleiman Islamic law and search for video results.
Or maybe party.
Uh-uh. That's going to show us 94. We're trying to find. There it is. You see? Man, come host for a day. Let me run that thing here and there.
Yeah, play the video. Let's see. Is that the video?
Yeah, it looks like it. Yes, sir. It looks like it from here.
Jazakallah, Molana. I really didn't want to speak, and I told him that very specifically yesterday.
This,
but I can't say no.
I think this was the speech, but so now this is the entire thing.
All these years. Satar, thank you very much. You know,
man, I did see that video, bro, and he sounded very that's why I wanted you to play the video. He was so passionate, you know?
Yeah.
And so passionate. And there's also another video where he speaks that, I think it's the same video where he speaks that we must crush the enemies of Islam. And it was a very passionate and very radical speech.
Mm.
You know, so for a humanitarian, it did raise some alarm bells that, hey man, this is very radical. You know, it's very radical. Because it's very radical. Because, I mean, enemies of Islam, you know, that's like, whoa, bro.
Yeah.
But you do help everyone, even those who are not Islam, even those who commit haram, you know, as a humanitarian cause, you know.
What's
so who would be enemies in
what's
this case?
What's this I hear about Cyril Ramaphosa ready to resign? Did you hear about that?
Oh, yeah.
What's going on there?
She said give him time and date. I don't know. There's obviously a pressure. I know somebody had told me that I trust that he was ready to resign. This is not now, though.
Yeah.
This is like last year or a few months back, and apparently Uncle Gwede Mentashe was like convinced them not to.
Mm.
There was a time where he was. Because obviously people are not happy. There's factions within the ANC.
Yeah.
You know, Zuma did a number on them as well, calling him the guy who's here to kill the ANC. And then obviously we've been seeing everything happening, falling apart.
So is there trouble in paradise right now in the ANC currently?
You'd say
of
so.
Of course, bro.
You'd say so,
they're sharing power with the DA, bro.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying just the ANC itself.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it's always been factions there, man.
Mm.
It's always been factions. It's always been, you know, these guys versus those guys. And it's about which faction is in power. And then now there's obviously Cyril is as they put it metaphorically, is in the departure lounge.
Mm.
You know, because they've got an elective conference coming up.
Mm.
So you always start seeing the ground shake before the elective conference.
Mm.
Scandals, somebody getting suspended, this and that. So, yeah, it's power, bro.
It starts from within the body.
Power in fights.
It all starts from within the body.
Yes.
Damn, bro.
And obviously they're fighting that he shouldn't resign because they have to literally, like, have that last kind of control, because obviously by him just removing himself, imagine the chaos, and already they are hanging on a thin thread with the GNU, you know, already. So it's like the ANC is on its last breath, let's be honest, but anything that will rattle them would be just a sudden resignation by so then who will step in? You know, who do they trust? Who does even the country trust? Ah, it'll be over for them. It's not good.
Fed checker, yeah?
According to Business Tech, there has been a letter that was circulating amongst the ANC members in the Eastern Cape. And in this letter, they had stated that the president needs to be disbanded. And that the former task team that was helping with President Thabo Mbeki should step in. However, Zikalala has come to Business Tech and stated that those were rumors and that the president would not be stepping down after the G20 conference. But it seems like it's something still
underground. Anyway, Ghost Lady, before we come to you, our good friends at Hollywood Bets are running an incredible promotion. It's called the Habanero Jackpot Race. You can stand a chance to win your share of a massive 3 million rands in cash prize pool. That's running all of November. And here's how it works, Penduka. Yeah. Every single night between 8:30 p.m. and 10:30 p.m., a race phase begins. During that two-hour window, a jackpot is 100% guaranteed to trigger. So to get into the action, all you have to do is bet 2 rand or more on any Habanero game between 8:30 p.m. and 10:30 p.m. During the race time. Players who place a bet closest to the moment to the jackpot triggers will win a guaranteed position. So if you're ready to try your luck, head down to the pinned comment right below this video and check the link to get started. When you sign up, don't forget to use our promo code CHILLERS to win. But as always, this is strictly for those who are 18 and over. Please make sure you bet responsibly. All right, Coast Lady, what you got for us? Yeah.
You guys still believe when celebrities say that they are becoming sangomas?
Nah, man.
Isn't that like 2018?
Yeah, like I don't believe it. Man. Yeah.
Well, guess who?
A lot of them never like follow through.
Okay.
And then one day they burning the clothes, you know, the sangoma stuff. They burning it. So, well, one did that.
Vusinova has entered the Ndumba.
Ooh. Oh, enter Vusinova. Whoa,
yes,
bro.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Hey, man.
So he publicly confirmed that he has completed his journey of becoming a traditional healer.
Yes. Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow.
So, yeah, obviously the public is a bit like, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how you guys feel about it.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with it, but it just felt like at some point in time, people were just doing it for PR, man.
Yeah, and then,
not for the real cause. You know?
Yeah, and those guys ruin it for maybe the guys who do it genuinely. If he is one of those, we don't know. But a lot of us are like, nah, come on, man. And it always happens with the guys who've had maybe a troubled journey along their times, be it maybe substance abuse or whatever. Like, he's come out and spoken about his substance abuse issues in the past. So it, from outside looking in, it always seems like, maybe... Bogi calling there, okay, maybe.
If someone came up to you and said you had a calling and you got to be a sangoma, what would you do?
I'll get a second opinion or a third opinion and a fourth opinion. And yeah.
But is it something that you want?
Because a calling doesn't have a time limit, right? Or an age limit. So what can I say? But look for. I won't just jump in head first, you know, like, yanga, do me, you can't, no.
Can you imagine Sol as a sangoma with puns while he's doing the read?
Yeah, it's like my clue of a pun. My clue of a pun. Give a dog a bite. Give a dog a bite.
I want to take it seriously.
I'm going to slay. I like it.
Would you become a sangoma if someone told you?
No.
But it's not. You don't decide, bro. What do you mean, no?
I think with me, I'd be one of those who becomes in denial and say, nah, I'm not going for the training and all. Because I think I'm just one of those, because I've watched what has happened with celebrities and how they've made a mockery of it. You know, same with like your pastors. For me, like, Ubi Sangoma and being a pastor is kind of
but
like,
rumor,
oh, okay.
The rumor is if you don't heed the call, then isn't Ozambi right?
Let's see how bad it goes.
Willing to go blind.
Yeah.
And deaf. And then get a stroke on top of it. Because it can get really bad if you don't heed the call.
I've heard people, obviously, they become very fearful of what could possibly happen to them. But I'd literally just wait. I'd wait it out.
Mm.
I'd wait it out, like, is it real? I need to have signs. I'm one of those people.
You, my dude?
Yeah, why not, man? It's content.
But guess who came to consult, my nigga?
Meg.
Who, bro? You won't believe it, bro.
You must keep on watching him. Like, you'll be here, Henda, and the beats. Like, guys, I'm in my chain. I wait.
No, no, no. If I had a calling, I'll take it. I'd heed it, man.
Really?
You know? Yeah.
Immediately. You don't even try and, like, question it, get a second opinion.
What's bad? I mean, you're helping people, you know?
It's a gift. It's a gift, bro.
Yeah.
You're the chosen one. One of the few special ones. Well, you know? Should be a few of you. There's a lot now, and some are fake, but it's a gift.
It's a gift. You know what I mean?
Routine. It's not an easy journey, I've heard.
Yeah.
But I'll definitely have a few opinions before jumping in, bro.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to waste all these years, you know, of your life, and then you're like, I'm no longer a sango. I'm like, whoa, you know, after going through all of that.
What else you got for us, Kosley?
Okay, guys, remember Uwise Men Ncube?
Yeah!
King Swete!
King Swete!
Yeah, there's a sad story.
Great actor, yeah.
Great.
Oh, incredible actor, bro.
Yeah. We can't put that.
Amazing actor.
Who do you think is better between him and Thembi Sinkos?
No. Wiseman must go. Hey, I'm a fan of both, but bigger of Thembi Nkosi.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'd say Thembi Nkosi must go.
Okay. Who's your type there? Would you give it up to?
Not like that.
Well, he's asking like now.
Okay, but I like dark skinned guys. I'm more of a dark skinned guy.
So wise man.
Yeah, so wise man. Oh wait, was the first decision based on that?
Yeah.
Of that, Thembi Nkosi must go.
Yes, it was based on who would be who would be better. Oh, okay. Thembi Nkosi must go.
Who would be better at what?
No, at being alive, at sharing oxygen with on Earth.
Sure.
Powell. At sharing oxygen and, you know, on Earth.
And do me, who would you give it up to?
Who would be better?
Do me or Dudu?
Both.
Are both? He says none of the above.
Yes. Wiseman, what's Wiseman doing here?
Oh, okay. So Wiseman recently, there's a story about him coming out from his ex side has revealed that she obviously got her pregnant, and when she released DMs, conversation between them. This first DM happened in December when she tells him that she's pregnant. Mm. Obviously, the guy, like, wants to deny it and say that he is not linked to that. Okay, fast forward, she's been wanting a DNA test. Mm. And now he also refuses that. Now, apparently, also just got married to his wife of 8 years. They've been together for 8 years.
Oh, beautiful. Imagine. Well done, guys.
And
great choice.
Again, now the wife was DMing the side about, please just stay away from my husband. And obviously the girl is like, well, and even threatening her, saying, you know what I can do to you, right? And this girl is like, so she posted that as well. This is a DM of the chat.
Mm.
Yeah. Now, for me, it triggered me on the part of, as a wife, it's like, why are you defending a man? Like, as much as, yes, it's your husband, but...
He's the prize.
It just ends up looking bad. It ends up looking bad. As wife to wife also, for me, it was just like, the guy's wrong for cheating, and because clearly this happened while they were still together, and they get married.
How old is the kid now?
Clearly this kid is still baby.
Oh,
the pregnancy was revealed last year, December. Yeah. And this was on a DM, like a conversation between the two. Now she stepped in. And obviously, remember, he also refused to take a DNA test. And this girl keeps on going back to this guy. Like, guy, just be there for your kid and take a DNA test and confirm because it is your kid.
Yeah, that
you can't
part,
deny it.
Yeah, that part, come
yeah,
on, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you want to impregnate anyone, if I'm going to impregnate anyone and they, oh, I'm going to sleep with somebody and they say they are pregnant, then it's the only responsible thing because you don't want to be an absent dad.
Yeah.
Even if it's a kid out of your marriage, which you shouldn't be having, but, you know, sometimes life happens. Guys must, hey, bro, like, if you're not rock sonor, like, be willing to do the test, you know? Like, for me, that's what it is. And I'm not saying, like, if I'm going to rock sonor and then there's a pregnancy and a child, you have to at least take some accountability.
But so rocking a side sonar, that's crazy business, man.
It is wild.
That's wild, dog.
Yeah, bro, it's
I
wild.
Feel like it's, no. No.
What?
No, no, you know what? I feel you've gotten so comfortable with your side and it's been going on for long. It's no longer
it's
just
inevitable.
A side. It's in a relationship now.
Meh.
It's gotten to, you guys are doing this so regularly, you've become so, it gets to a point where you get too comfy.
Yeah, make you say it like it's a one-night stand.
Mm-mm,
or
it's not.
It was a relationship.
Yeah,
a parallel
yes,
relationship.
Yes,
Musi, what are your thoughts as a Gen Z? What do you think? Yeah.
As a Gen Z or as a baby mama?
I was just like, baby mama.
I like that.
It's like baby mama.
Okay, I spoke for the wife. You speak for the baby mama.
Yeah, you want?
Yes.
We don't want another woman.
Yeah.
And Judy will speak for the side.
Honestly speaking, the wife had no place or right to text the baby mama. Mm-hmm. No matter how she feels about the situation, yes, we understand and we respect the fact that she's married to a wise man, and that's okay. You can play your Magoti role.
Mm.
Yeah.
I want to throw in a spanner because
okay.
an 8-year relationship is long, and in relationship things happen, right? So we don't know the other side of what was happening in the marriage at that time. But what if it was during... Now I'm trying to put myself in the wife's position. What if the pregnancy, if it is by the husband, happened at a time where there was a separation? Because sometimes there are those. Because they weren't married by then. When you're Mm-mm. still boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah, they're not married.
Relationships are different.
Yeah.
You know, they're like people.
They could have been on and off, yes.
Yeah, they could have been on and off. And
yeah.
it was during an off period whereby maybe she had her own thing somewhere and he knows about it and has forgiven it and he did as well. And sometimes babies come out of those situations.
But it sounds
That's why she's okay with saying, yo, stay away from my dude. Now we're here, we're solid, we're good.
But
I know about you and I've forgiven him if maybe it did hurt, but we're a team, and that's what married couples are.
But I
team.
Think, wait. So I feel like maybe she should be encouraging him to go do the DNA test. If you want to absolve yourself, at least know that this child is not yours.
Yes.
But not when there's a hanging thing of
question mark.
So I think
Daniel Villano's form, but much. I question mark now with a hatchback. Kid was born a question
not
mark.
Now, not that you're giving her, we're giving her like this role of now helping. No, I think instead of warning her to remove these posts of Facebook and so on, rather just speak to your husband on the side to deal with it instead of you, because now she takes that and posts this as well. So it becomes just a mess.
I
again
agree.
The game.
Nah, I agree, especially with the DNA, man. We don't need another dead fatherless child, you know?
Yeah.
And for me, that's what I'm all about. Just be present in your kids' life.
So, wise men, more soon, now,
ha!
Yeah, umbu. Ha! Oh, yes. Ha! Ha! Oh, yes, you're right.
I need to know who you're going to be. I need to know your father.
Shots, I'm sending you a video, ne?
Jeng and daughter. Of how I would handle it. Obviously, we don't have all the facts, but this is of how I would handle it. Like I'm saying, if ever I was in that position...
No, I'm saying ask him.
It's only the right thing. I'm not,
and
man.
He's, if he,
man
whatever.
No, man. I'm not going to ask him, go up to him and ask him in the VIP there, hey, bro, come here, let's have a chat. Come on, you know? Nah, that's not wise, man.
Speaking of cheating, man, I found this video, man. Listen to this story. This is wild.
The thing you got to know about the United States of America is every state has different laws. Brene ain't know that. You see, Brene is a TikToker from North Carolina, and she was just ordered to pay $1.75 million for, listen closely, stealing her friend's husband.
The thing is,
North Carolina, check your laws. If you interfere in somebody's marriage, you can't get sued. Here go Brene right here. Here go the husband in question. His name is Tim. Now, one thing for sure, two things for certain. If you look at this picture and think these two are just chilling, then you might want to look into your own relationships. But I digress, because I want you to meet Akira, the friend who allegedly got cheated on, the friend who sued Brene and won. Mm. There go Tim again. One day out of the blue, Tim rolls up to her and says, hey, I got a friend that's finna pull up. They're gonna stay over for a bit. Akira said, bet, what's his name? Tim said, Brene. You see, it turns out Brene was having problems in her own relationship, so she wanted a place to stay. So Tim and Akira let her stay over at their crib. Now, Akira thought her and Brene were cool, so she started telling Brene all types of things. Akira tells Brene, yeah, Tim cheated on me before, man. Like, it was really hard. Brene said, oh, Tim cheated? Akira said, yeah. What's going on with your hands, though? Brene said, oh, don't mind me. It just get cold in North Carolina sometimes. All of a sudden, Brene start wearing short skirts around the crib, start bending over when she don't need to bend over, doing all that. Tim said, oh, word? Akira said, oh, word? Oh, word. Tim was on that. Boy couldn't help himself. They start cheating. Akira sees a video of them cheating. Now, here's where things start to get wicked. Remember, I told you Brene is a TikToker. She had about like 2 million followers at the time. She start posting videos, pictures of her with Tim.
Whoa.
So she can't deny it. It's online. When they get to court, Akira get to showing the pictures and videos. The jury said, no, they're definitely not just chilling. Mm-hmm. So in court, Brene jumps out and says, look, me and Tim got into a relationship. But Akira was cool with it happening. We had her consent.
Oh.
So it's technically not cheating. The jury said, okay. Technically, you're guilty, though. Oh, yeah, it was a quick case. They ordered her to pay $1.75 million quick. Now, technically, Brene had to pay $1.5 million for interfering in a marriage and causing someone to lose affection for another person. And she had to pay another $250,000 for watching Netflix. If you don't know what that means, look in the comments. With somebody while they were married. Damn, if you live in a state in the United States, check your laws. Now, if
well, what is watching Netflix?
Netflix? What?
Is that a new thing?
Oh, having sex. Oh,
I think it's just having sex.
Yeah. They call it watching Netflix.
I think it's Netflix and chill will be, yeah.
Yeah, they come over and watch Netflix.
Yeah.
When you say come over and watch Netflix.
What did Tata say in here? What did Tata say?
Having sex. Oh.
Yeah.
And then podcast and chill ends up too.
Ooh.
Hey.
Babies.
Hey. Ah, good, you're
trained. Babies.
You're trained.
So my question when I hear that, this is on this thing that happens with women, bro. Why do you guys like your men's partners? Like it's a thing that happens, bro.
Women like their men's partners. What do you mean?
No, women like their
friends' partners.
Yeah. It's like a thing, bro.
I think that's...
Because I know even my mom, my dad cheated on my mom with her best friend.
Oh, yes. You always say that.
Yeah.
And mentioned it.
I find it weird because as a guy, bro, if you bring your woman to me and you introduce me to your woman, I'm not even thinking of like...
But there are some dudes who do.
Dog.
There are some dudes, dog.
Hold on. Oh. 1 second, bro.
So what do you mean?
If I take your woman, I'm taking seconds. Because you've been there.
But all women are seconds because, like, they've been with somebody.
Yeah, but they're seconds of someone that I don't know.
Some guys don't
so
care.
I'm the first some in, guy wants what's in the yours. Crew. I'm the first.
Some niggas want what's yours.
Some niggas want...
I remember... Sometimes it's not even like... I remember my ex telling me about our neighbor, you know, that he hit on her. So I'm like, oh, this nigga greets me every fucking day. We cool, I see him. Yo, bro, what's up, you know?
He's not your friend, though.
But he's my fucking knows me. That's disrespect to me.
Yeah, okay.
So some men are capable of that, of knowing you and smiling with you and still want your woman because of that. She's hot. You know?
And
so
I
some
can't,
guys
man.
Do that, bro.
I can't, bro. I must be the first one in the crew.
Nah, bro, that's not bro code. Now, bro code is, we don't do that. You know, we don't do that. But, like, there's, I'm a pitch nigga. You know, there's guys who do that. Like, fuck them also. There's guys who do that. They see a woman and they want her. Secretly, quietly, they want her.
Yeah.
And so, if you were to say, bro, please go check if, you know, I'm gone, I'm out of the country, get something from in the house or whatever. You can't even now sing, guys, because you know.
They'll try.
I don't trust. There's a few guys I trust who are like that. Actually, all my friends I trust. But I know some niggas who are capable of banging a woman, bro.
So Ghost Lady, yeah, what happens with you, ladies? Is it because, like, when you guys are together, your friend is telling you about how amazing this guy is, he's good in bed and shit like that, and you're like, ah, I want some of that. Like, what happens,
bro? Is it because you see the change, you know? Because some women just have that glow up when they're well taken care of and loved, genuinely loved. It's not even about taking care of a money thing, but just love. When they're happy, is it because you see that glow and you know, she talks so much and you want some of that? Like, hey, and he's good as well and bit damn.
So I think there's always a warning towards women, especially, let's say, for instance, you're getting married or you're in a relationship. Now, and bring your friends too close to your man. There's always that thing. Like, don't bring your friends too close to your man. Also, or let's say if we're in a marriage setup and you are bringing your single friends too close to your man. Ooh, you see, those ones can be dangerous.
Problem. Yeah.
Like, wait. His single friends?
No. Your single friends. Yeah.
Oh, is this why us... Well, I used to be the single friend who was the threat to... the marriage. Is this why when our niggas get married, our boys get married, they isolate us single, non-married friends? Because you as the wife say you can't be around your single friends like that anymore. Because we're a bad influence.
Like also, it depends. It depends. If you are a bad influence, then definitely. Yeah.
I'm his friend longer than your relationship. And sometimes I'm the one who says, go home to your woman, bro.
Sometimes.
you don't know how much fighting I do for you in our friendship. For you. And then you isolate me. I swear it feels like that, bro.
Yeah,
and you're like, yo, I'm the biggest cheerleader.
It changes.
I'm the biggest cheerleader of your relationship.
I think people must
know. I'm the evil one.
Obviously, dynamics change within a marriage.
And even when you're chilling with your friend, the wife will never come because she doesn't like you.
Yeah. And also, you're chilling with your nigga. You don't know that at home he said he's going somewhere else, going to buy bread.
Yeah.
Because had he said, I'm chilling with Saul, I'm chilling.
Because he's single and you know what
and
he does.
I'm single. Yeah, because he's single.
But you know
and he's
going
to introduce you to. And also, whenever your nigga cheats, I'm the one. So if a condom is found in the car, I will sword. You know. I get a call at 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning. I know what's up. I'm like, you're not only some fan. I'm like, you're not only some fan. You're not being. Trust me, bro. Which I trust, man. Dude, I'm sorry, you know? I take so much heavy lifting, do so much for your nigga, and then you don't like me when
I've
saved your marriage so many times. That's the problem I have. I'm the one who saved your marriage. You don't know.
But you see, the problem is that your nigga is always telling the wife about your things. So that's why she'll have kind of like certain feelings about you.
Oh.
Yes. It's like, you know, like when he gets now, you know, pillow talk.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, we are cheater. Yo, naman kumbazane. Now he's talking. And then obviously, as a woman, you're going, when usuku wenzani? Hi, mina baby. No,
you're
mine. I'm always encouraging him to do better. I'm encouraging him to do better. He's looking up to me. Now he wants to get married. That's the problem also.
So you don't bring single friends to...
Yes. Okay. Don't bring your single friends close as well. Like, to a point where it's too much. You know, let's say your friend now is here over every weekend or staying with you and all of this. It's like, give time to focus on each other and forget about friends.
Is there ever envy from the girl side? So take the guy out the way. Yeah. Maybe like you guys, your friend has always been envious of you.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just doing just to like spite you.
Oh yeah, that happens as well.
Meh.
As well. Because also you need to also see where your friend is. Imagine if your friend Nomcholo, things are not working. And when you are talking about how good he is, he's doing this, you're talking about your bedroom activity, what he did and all of this. What is it doing to her? Now he's like, ha, naming funny action. So you almost like you are selling your man to her who is struggling.
It feels like that. Like you're selling.
Yes.
Damn.
So then chigi. Now she is doing the most. Yeah. So
you don't tell your friends about your relationship or the good things or the sex.
No. I think my friends are, at least now my friends are all married. Like we're all basically in the same space.
But this happened. Remember there's that TV guy, the TV show guy.
So you talk to a lady?
Eh?
You talk to a lady?
Yeah, we talk.
How am I?
Just stay. Where you are? Yeah. Stay there.
Okay.
Just stay there. Do not move.
Wild. Wild. But there's a guy, I think it was a TV host or something like that, a news anchor, where it's a couple friendship. Him, he's got his wife and the other couple, and then they swapped.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Yeah. Dang. The guy married the other one. So it does happen even
with
your married friends.
Say that again. Wait.
It's like Kanye dates her married friend's husband, and married friend is also
dating my husband.
With you. Yeah, and then you guys change.
Whoa.
So they just changed it. Like,
yeah,
it became like happily ever after.
Yeah.
Or is it a swing?
I don't know. No. I don't know.
They are swingers.
I don't know if their relationship continued. The friendship, the couple friendship, but the husband married the other one's wife, and the other one's husband married the other one's wife.
That's insane.
Yeah, it happens.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'll find it. You can't find it?
I guess if people are already unhappy in their spaces, I think sometimes it's good to just find people
sometimes.
Who are happy in their space, and you're no longer in a space of looking and wanting to be out there. It's just you are here because in marriage, I always say it's a decision. Like you've decided, this is where I am. I'm good.
Go on.
No, I'm just saying, like, it's also what a big thing for me about marriage is it's this decision part of it. Not just emotionally, yes, but decision.
Yeah, that's why marriage is so rigid and life is so fluid.
Exactly.
You know, red might be a favorite color now, Mac. In the next 10 years, it might be a different one. You know, feelings, things change.
That's what separation now must be.
Yeah, marriage is a decision and a commitment. It's not going to be in love forever or, you know, because... Like I said, you could be and you're lucky and blessed if you are, but life is just so fluid, bro. It's so, so fluid. Like, things change. And sometimes no one even cheats on anyone.
Yeah.
People just grow and then it's like, yo, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, we're not on the same thing anymore and I don't know why, what has happened. Fuck. Damn. But we're in this thing now that we've made a commitment and you got to try and make it work.
Yeah. Mm. People evolve.
Big shout out to Black Coffee, man. Black Coffee won he was honored as Billboard's African Power Player of the Year.
Oh, deserved, man. Power
in his speech, he reflected on his long journey since beginning his career in 1996, saying Africans still struggle to celebrate each other's success. His message emphasized unity, recognition, and the importance of supporting homegrown talent on a global stage. I think we've had this discussion, like, you know, it's a pandemic how, as black people, we don't celebrate one another, man. And he's right, bro. Because, like, I feel like Black Coffee doesn't get his flowers in this country, man. Like, yo, this guy is, like, yo, bro.
Is it the country or black people, or is he talking about his peers who is not celebrating him enough? Because
we give him his flowers, bro. Say more
Punjab. The country,
in Bali,
like,
the country doesn't have coffee, bro.
Like how? Mac.
Black Coffee, South Africa loves Black Coffee, bro.
Dude,
you know the power of him. You booked him once at your club, and he came at 3 a.m. That I got low home, and I was there, and everybody waited till 3 a.m.
You were there that day?
Yeah, when he was ringing for Dora. Yeah,
I
was there, bro, at your club.
I see you, Fedora.
Nah, bro, you're too big for me, man. Yeah, Mac. Mac was not talking to the fucking interns at YFM. You know, it's my guy. He didn't have time to talk to the interns. Like, she, come see me. Only person you're seeing was Basin Terrace. you know? Yeah. And Lwifey, your resident DJ.
Oh, yes, Lwifey.
Oh,
yes.
By the way, Lwifey sent me something, bro. Is this you?
Yeah, what did he sing?
A song, and it's got you. I think it's just you, bro. Mm-hmm.
Make singing.
Anyway, yeah, bro. Nah, South Africa loves, bro. South Africa loves, loves black coffee, bro. Let's be real, man. Come on, dog.
Yeah.
Nah. I get a more Vusmakhasela, you know, all these other superstars, Black Mambazo. But let's be honest, bro. As South Africa, we celebrate black coffee, bro. We love black coffee. Yeah. Yes. Like I said, how? Life is very fluid.
What happened?
I sent it to Tabang.
Oh, he sent it to Tabang. Oh, okay. So he sent you the song?
Yeah.
Let's hear. Oh, yeah, this is me. It's the prayer.
Oh!
It's a song I did, bro. Yeah, I was drunk as fuck, man. Drunk. So what happened here is I did the beat. This is me, bro.
Oh, whoa, bro. Whoa, yeah. That tribal sound.
Yeah, I did the beat with...
Sounds like Cuba and those guys. Yeah,
so I did the beat at Cuba's house.
Ah!
And then...
I knew it.
And then I was drunk and I just started praying. And then this is the prayer.
What were you saying? What were you praying for?
For money.
Prosperity.
Oh, and I was being grateful. I was saying thanks for everything that I have.
Beautiful.
Hey.
Yeah, life is in this a few weeks ago. Yeah, this smack, song, I was man. Like, yeah.
But it's out though, man. It's out though. It wasn't big, but yeah.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, it's called The Prayer.
The Prayer?
Yeah, it's called The Prayer. In Venda.
You've been at it, man.
I butchered the vendor there, but no one knows because no one heard the song. So.
But nah, bro, Black Coffee, he's not one of those, bro. Yes, when details about his personal life, which is unfortunate, you know, seep out into the public, people are going to have their own opinions and whatever, and then it's going to be memes, going to be jokes and all this stuff. But the man, as an artist, the South African legend, I feel like he's respected.
Maybe I didn't explain myself properly, but Dudu explained it so well before we started recording. Dudu, can you tell me what you were telling me outside about, about Black Coffee's speech, what you took out from it? Because I think I didn't explain it properly.
Yeah, actually, because I think you even the responses from Saul, it's because you were saying Black Coffee doesn't get his flowers. So from that speech, I don't think he was specifically speaking about himself. He said, as black people, we need to start, you know, having a culture of celebrating one another. And I think any black person in this room has a story they can tell where they're like, man, we don't really support each other like that. You know, I think we've spoken about how in the township, when you do something, let's say you extend your house, now suddenly your neighbor will start, I don't know, bewitching you, something as silly as that. You've been working all your life and then finally get a chance to buy a car. The very same guys in the hood are the one who are going to get someone to come steal your car. You know, there's that culture, even like a business. When you have your own business there in the township. Yeah, it's just, you know, I think it's a black people thing, even in families, you know, so I think that's what he means.
That's what he's trying to say.
Yeah.
So.
A lawyer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Which is sad, man.
Yeah, that's the curse, man, that we've...
It's a pandemic.
We've always faced. Yeah, bro, our parents faced it. We sort of see it and feel it and face it as well. If you're in the hood, you feel it and face it, you know? It's Atando Monelana. That one is just a sad reality, man.
Anything that caught your attention this week, my dog?
Bro, did you see the guy who blew his head off?
What?
Sol.
What are you saying?
He blew his head off.
What the fuck?
Now, hey, you didn't see the guy who blew his head off? Hey, bro, Tamar, it's coming, man.
Does it show?
You have evidence.
Dog, he blew his head off. So let me paint the scenario.
Okay.
It's a heist.
Okay.
Him and his homies obviously are in this thing, and I don't know whether they made away with the money, but it's time now to bounce, right? He got shot. So obviously, his mobility is now compromised. He can't run. He's the one who's going to get caught, right? Probably tried making a run for it, but he was shot in the leg. And man's pulled out his gun, shot on the ground, checked if it's shooting, and without thinking, blew his head off because he'd rather be dead, you know, than being arrested. Now, there's rumors. Some people are saying he's a cop, etc. I don't know if he's been identified already. And there was a lady who was out there enjoying her food and casually filming this whole incident as it played out. And here it is.
Wait. Are we going to see him blow his head off?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that.
No, it doesn't go fly. You don't see. Because it's wearing a what's that mask?
Balaclava.
So you don't see meat flying around or okay, an ear going
I'm gonna watch you.
To the atmosphere.
Yeah, I'm going to watch you. I don't want to see that.
He shoots the ground. Blows his head off. Then blows his head off.
This is local.
Hey, South African. You think in Switzerland, they'll go, hey, yo. It's local, very local, bro. Yeah, man. Was he a coward or was he brave?
He's a coward, bro. You got to face the music. If you're really about that life.
You know, they say also killing yourself is very, takes a lot.
You know, hence I'm like, yo, it does, bro. Like, and you don't think, like, yo, bro. Like, hectic, man.
Because how many people tried killing themselves, but they're not successful? Can fail. It's not that easy.
What do you think? Do you think he was brave?
Eh? Woo! Hey. It's difficult because you don't know. Is he shooting himself because of he doesn't want to be in prison is above him? Or is it a sacrifice so that his friends don't, he doesn't compromise his friends?
I think it's all about him. It has nothing to do with others. It's just about him. Because killing yourself is a selfish move. It becomes, it's just all about you.
Is it though? Because he may say then he was going to hustle for his family. I'm not making crime a good thing to do, but he's got a justification. You know that song, The Cabs on News, it says, Mama no baba, manga boy. Just know that I was going to try my best.
Yeah.
So, difficult question to answer. It's a difficult question to answer. But yeah, bruh, it's fucking hectic.
Especially if you've not gone to those lengths or have never attempted that. So only someone would know.
Dude. In the business world, I don't know if you guys saw, but Pepco is now launching a new bank. Did you see that?
Mm. What's going on?
ShopRite is in the process of launching its own bank as well.
Yes.
Targeting grant beneficiaries. Mm. Also, did you know the Checkers 660 thing? It was started by a black person, bro. He sold it to
Checkers.
A vendor guy. Oh, a vendor guy.
Yeah, a vendor guy. He started Zuzi.
To be vendor. Yeah.
It's a vendor guy. Let me...
I'll get you his name. Yeah. And also, I must tell you a crazy story, man. Fuck, I had a crazy week, right? So a big player in the alcohol industry. These guys, they bought... Because like where we make the Chillers Punch cans, they also make their cans there. So it's a big boy in the alcohol
industry. Who makes the cans?
I don't want to mention the company's name.
Okay, cool.
So these guys, what they did is, because they have money for days, bro. It's a big boy, right? Mm-hmm. They bought more cans than they needed so that we wouldn't be able to get cans for the festive.
Ha, ha, ha.
So I've been stressing the whole week, dog. We don't have cans for December.
No cans. The nigga canceled you. I thought you were uncancelable, dog. Now you can't sell. You can't sell or sell these cans. What the fuck? For real?
Kid you not, dog. Huh? And they're not even doing anything with those cans.
That's like black, like 50 cents when the city once bought tickets to was it a Ja Rule concert?
Yeah.
Just for him to perform to no one. It's a similar thing, right? It's just, whoa.
Yo, dog.
And the pettiness
yo.
Is insane when you got money, hey? So now, how are you guys circumventing that?
No, we had to come up with another plan. I think we'll have enough stock for December. But you know, December, that's the best month.
Alcohol consumption goes
so
up.
When I heard that, I'm like, yo, what new?
If push comes to shove, just come with me a scoop. I saw, it's okay.
punch. Let me punch. Punch. That is wild, bro.
It's wild business, though.
So they just got canned stockpiling sitting just empty.
And they can afford it. Just.
So they can just run so that you cannot run your cans.
Yeah.
Yo, that is wicked.
Yo, dude. Hey.
Yeah, no.
So if you're going to buy chillers, just enjoy it. It might be the last time.
Yo.
Yes, Ben Jacka.
Actually, the person who came up with 6060 is Donga, not Vanda. Mm. And his name is Votlhari Donald Valoy.
Oh, Valoy. I saw the Valoy.
No, Valoy.
Oh, Valoy. There's no Valoy in.
No.
It's Donga. Oh, is it Valoy? It's a V. The spelt as a Valoy.
But it's Tsonga.
Oh, but oh shit, Tsonga, my bad. Votlhari Donald, yes.
Yeah.
Zuzi founder and CEO played a critical role in making Checker 6060 the giant it is today.
And yeah, is he getting Valoy. His money?
Oh,
is
yeah, he is.
His shares for it? And like, bo, Nkosana.
I think he like sold the framework or the engine behind the engine, the Zuzi engine, the back office, the back end of it.
Ah.
He sold it. So basically, Checker 6060 is like a Zuzi with a Checker's mask.
Ah.
But it's
okay.
Shout out to him, man.
So yeah, shout out man. That's like
well done.
Beautiful, bro. Like, yo, man.
Popo, we keep representing, man. Hey. When are you guys gonna come up with some shit?
What is this?
Nigga, nigga.
Yeah, maybe
when you didn't have money for telecom, you were sending please call me's. Yeah. When you didn't have Vodacom, when you didn't have time. When you arrived from vendor and chose, you were sending callbacks. I'm at Park Station. That nigga's from Katlehong, bro. Shout out to Nkosana Makati, man.
But maybe the other guy is from also Mpumalang. You never know.
Because
remember, Valoy guy, who's the Zuzi.
Yes, Checker 60.
Why, we'll never know.
I'm just saying, you don't know. Maybe is he from Limpopo or Mpumalang?
They won't be shot at Mpumalang.
Yes.
But why Mpumalang necessarily?
Is there
a large
Bushbuck
strong population?
Ridge. Yes.
I have no idea.
Bushbuck Ridge.
Okay.
I'll be there Christmas. Yeah.
There's some other stories that I just
also
got
on
now.
Business. Before we move on business,
yes.
It was a sad day, bro, for Pick and Pay, man. Sad week. Bro, I don't know, man, what they did to Pick and Pay, bro. So, obviously, Ronald Ackerman passed away.
Oh, yeah.
Pick and Pay made a 3.6 billion loss, I think.
Jesus, a lot of money.
Last year.
No, they've been closing down.
And this week, they've been closing down stores. They brought in this Dutch guy to be there.
Damn.
Or American, I think Dutch, to be the CEO. He resigned, left with 15 million or something. Ooh. But it was a big golden handshake. But obviously, the company's been controlled by the family ever since.
Yeah.
You know, it's founding. This past week, they sold the family sold their holding shares. They're controlling shares for 1.6 billion. It's no longer family owned. Uh-huh. Yeah, and they keep closing down stores, like Pick and Pay, bro. It's getting slaughtered out.
If you think of the area, like how many Pick and Pays you knew, but now it's closed down. I know five.
And Pick and Pay used to be like, I remember, like affordable, and you know. Now it's more expensive than Woolies and Checkers. Checkers is the cheapest now, I think.
Can you check? Past 5 years.
Can you check? No, 5 years
is nothing. Pick and Pay has been around for like 40 years.
How much it costs to own a franchise of a Woolies, Pick and Pay, Spa? What's the other one?
A Checkers.
Checkers, yeah. I want to see how much it. Because I remember I asked a guy who owned Spa close to where I stay. He said it cost him about 7 million.
Mm.
To get the spa.
But, and also, they come in. Well, which one is that one? Because they come in different sizes. You know, the like a quick
it was
spa.
When I was still staying at
like
Kailami.
Is it?
Yeah. Mm. The one by Kailami, you know, there by that center there.
Yeah.
The center of Taruma.
No. That's Waterfall.
The center's in Kailami. Oh, that's Waterfall.
Yeah,
that's Waterfall.
Oh, okay. I don't know these mid-rand waterfall areas like that.
Yeah, so it says it takes about 2-3 years to recoup it back, and then after that, it's clean profit.
Ooh, that is that's proper.
Nah.
Your break even in 3 years.
Yeah, three
from
7 years.
Million.
Yeah.
Whoa, that is good business.
Nah. And then after that, you're just cleaning your box.
Yeah, and then there's just profit afterwards. Yo, what did he say?
Do you got?
Yeah, but
I'll watch the show.
To get a Pick and Pay brand. It is a It's estimated at around 10 million rand.
Whoa. And it's not even worth it. The CEO is fucking it up.
A spa brand, but spa is divided into three. The quick spa is about 6 to 7 million.
Okay.
A normal regular spa is about 10 to 12 million.
Mm-hmm.
And then the super spa is about 16 to 20 million.
That's like the Checkers Hyper equivalent. Like the mega ones, the big stores.
Yes.
Sell TVs and all.
Yes. What are we saying now?
I see it. And then with ShopRite, they have stopped, ShopRite and Checkers, they have stopped to sell franchises, so they do not do franchising.
They're all over.
Anymore. And OK. And Woolworths too has stopped. Woolworths stopped in 2010 to do
franchises. How much was Woolies? There's no amount there.
They do not state the amount, but for OK, they say that it was about 2.8 million rand. But they also stopped it simultaneously with ShopRite and Checkers.
Boxer? Boxer's like 500K, ne?
Yeah.
Yeah, too cool. No, I'm kidding, man. Boxer, those are my guys, man. Those are my guys.
Yeah, too cool.
Like I saw a Chula Sponge special there at Boxer.
Yeah,
they love it.
They're cooking.
They cook there.
Which Boxer did you see? Which boxer is close to your house? online. Oh, I'm like, hey. Yeah, hey, I know you stayed at a boxer anywhere near there. Maybe they're in Deep Sluin, but it's a bit far from you. Yeah. You know? There's no boxer.
So I got other stories. Let me know if you guys want to talk about them. Yes, Fed Checker.
Boxer also does not franchise.
Yeah, no, they're all over, man. Boxer.
Oh.
So okay. Miss Mexico, crowned Miss Universe. Anyone care?
Nah.
Okay. Burner Boy justifies kicking a fan off the crowd during his concert.
Oh, what are those crowd that got on stage? A crowd member that got on stage.
No. Yeah, I didn't see that. No, there was a crowd, like a person in the crowd who was sleeping, like a woman who was sleeping. So Burner Boy came and told and said that she must be removed. So address the boyfriend and say, please remove her. She must get out of the show.
Nah, he's being petty, bro. Yeah. It's just one person.
Now the woman came back and said that she was going through a depression. She recently she had recently lost, I think, the father of her child, all of this. And
Burner Boy says he's aware of the ongoing negativity or agenda against him and has grown a thick skin. He explains that just like a disruptive passenger can be removed from a plane or a student can be kicked out of a class, he won't tolerate disrespect at his shows. He knows that many people in his audiences have overcome serious life challenges and still behave well. He gives all on the stage, no matter the crowd size, and says he'd rather be cancelled than accept being treated disrespectfully like someone slapping him and expecting him to keep performing because they paid money. By the way, I was just joking around with my band about something else, not necessarily the situation, and y'all have spun it as usual, saying Burner Boy doesn't love his fans. If you hate me so much, either kill me or leave me alone. I'm fighting my own battles and I never come out here to look for pity or help. I love who loves me and respect who respects me. Free Sudan, free Congo, free Nigeria.
Burner, nah.
Burner. Oh, dog, did you see that coach when Nigeria lost? They used voodoo.
Voodoo?
Like I saw that, man. Nigeria's out of the AFCON.
Yeah.
And their coach said that DRC was using voodoo. So what must happen then?
Please try and find the clip if you can find it.
I saw that, bro. And I'm like, okay, what must happen then, bro? Because there's no FIFA rule that says you can't use voodoo. And also, think about it, bro. Because your national team is playing another national team. So long as you're not breaking the rules of the sport, you can literally bring anything that is a skill for you as a country to win the game. Mm. Remember, and I'm being serious, a 2010 World Cup, people were complaining about the vuvuzelas.
Yeah.
And it's part of how we celebrate the game.
Yeah.
You know, and we're not breaking any FIFA laws that say the stadium can't be this loud, the decibels, right? So Nigeria's got their own voodoo.
Yeah.
So if it's a national team versus the national team, then this nation's voodoo must take on this nation's voodoo as well. And whoever wins, wins. As long as you're not breaking the rules of the game. Because some countries... No, for real. Some countries have got taller players.
Yeah.
Some countries have got shorter players. Yeah. Some countries are hot and they've got a home game advantage. It's like when Black Leopards, you know, when they arrived in the league and people were like, yo, man, it's too hot. They're in Limpopo, you know, in Venda, it's too hot. But it's like they're used to that climate and it's part of a team that's not from the same area. Mm-hmm. You're going to have, you know, environments that are harsh to visitors, and it's part of your advantage. So if you can use voodoo, I say, shit, use all the voodoo you can. We've got a national Sangoma, don't we? Remember the guy that didn't pay and then we kept losing? No, for real. Remember the story?
No.
Bafana, yeah. Ace Ntulenga, I saw a clip of him speaking about at KZ Chiefs and, you know, I hope it wasn't AI, about how they had to go meet the Sangoma, yeah. and you know, Keswang Intelis and all that. So it's part of our game, this side, clearly, bro, if you believe in it anyway.
Yeah. And it's so funny. When I heard this clip, I was dropping off my son at school in the morning. So I'm listening to Kai FM Breakfast.
Yeah.
And Umphuma Boy was talking about the story in a sports bulletin.
Yeah.
And funny enough, it was the most interesting thing from the show.
Come
hey,
on.
Missed it. Hey, you missed all. Nah. Hey, you missed it.
Come on,
hey,
man.
Missed,
for real.
I will come back.
Man, I missed the team. I missed the team. I definitely missed the team, man. You know, I missed the team.
So what should I give food?
Did
he ever call you like after you got fired? Like did
he? Yeah, I was talking to Caesar throughout the whole time. Yeah. Even after
what's his take?
The suspension. Yeah. And,
what was his take? Because he knows how these things work.
It's unfortunate, you know. It's unfortunate, but he wasn't happy about it. Mm. If it were to him, if it were by him, I would still be there.
But I thought he runs Kai, bro. Because I heard he's building a studio in his house.
He's built a studio, yeah.
Fuck, that's insane.
I need to go, actually. I need to go see his studio.
That's insane.
He's built a whole full broadcasting studio.
He's going to broadcast from home.
He's got the capabilities.
That's
I don't know if he will, but
that's next level.
He's able to just broadcast from home. Yeah, proper,
that's
bro.
Next
it's,
level,
looks
bro.
Amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Looks amazing. Proper. It's been a dream of his, it said on Twitter. That's always just been a dream of his.
Maybe I should start broadcasting from home. Would you guys mind?
Sure. You also put this a podcast studio down? Right, let's go, bro. Let's try it out.
Yeah, can you play that? Coming towards the end of the game, I could see that you were a bit frustrated with maybe some of the DR Congo staff members. Could you give us an update on what happened there?
Well, during all the penalty decision, a guy of Congo did some voodoo. every time. So I was a little nervous after him. What did you see? Yeah, something like that. You know.
So you're saying may the best food win?
Yeah, that's why it's national
just
team.
Just something like that.
Yeah, because we're reigning. Some countries have other advantages, you know, that they can only enjoy. So yeah, definitely, bro.
Okay, another one here is Sabelo, the creator, accused of rape. Who's that?
That's the handy Andy guy, bro. The guy who cleans. You know, the guy's got content, and then he collaborates a lot with Woolworths and other brands. The Sunday influencer. The guy on Sundays, he cleans up his room, and then he's wearing these linen things, and then it's white, and then he cooks.
Who's that?
You've never seen Sabelo, the creator?
No.
He's a Sunday, like South Africa's beloved Sunday. I gym with him at Rose Bank, actually.
Are you serious?
He recently built his mom a home, man. And I congratulated him, I think. Well done, bro, on that.
It says here, content creator Sabelo, the creator known for his Sunday cleaning vlogs, is allegedly accused of raping several young boys. The claims state he preyed on most of them. On most of the victims while they were at Varsity around 2019. Sabelo was not available for comment. Jeez.
Yeah, go to his content. Yeah, like, you know, his Sunday content, it's him getting ready.
Let's just see that.
Go to him. Is that Sun? Nah, that's him just about to go out. That's the guy, bro. That's Sabelo. Yo, bro, that guy's been doing so well with this thingy.
Oh, I've never seen him before.
Never seen this guy. He gets ready every time he's getting, like, ready to start his, he wakes up and then he's going to make his bed. Yeah.
Wow, and he's getting brands from this.
Yeah. Oh, they love him, bro. Like, he's...
Damn.
Okay. Maybe this is new stuff now.
Oh, it's...
The old stuff, it was just him setting up a camera and then pretending to wake up and setting up his room, take a shower, get dressed in a nice outfit, start cooking or something like that.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
And so many.
But I saw the stories and it said nothing. It's just mising the whole thing.
Oh, he said nothing?
Yeah, it said nothing so far. I want to hear his side of the story.
Who came out? Is it the boys or is it just someone? Agasabele.
No, Agasabele, like, let him respond. Agasabele is to answer.
Sorry?
No, I'm saying, like, where did this come from? Is it the boys coming out or is it just someone?
It's the boys coming out.
Oh, okay.
I think he posted a picture of himself at the gym, in the change rooms, and then somebody underneath commented, and that prompted other people to start coming out.
Oh.
So this guy was saying how he ruined his life and
he
posted the story about how he was sleeping, and then he woke up and Sabelo was there trying to penetrate him.
Jeez.
But I think it was in res, there was other people, roommates, so he didn't want to wake up the roommates, etc. And they went and to the ladies who work there, and they love Sabelo a lot, and Sabelo said no, but he's always wanted me, this guy, you know. I'm paraphrasing, but it's something like that. And then other people were like, "Ah, this guy also tried." I want to say, "Hey, rate me." It's like, "Yo, bro," it's like, "Whoa, man," you know. And I'm finding out now that, you know, I'm like, "Oh, he's gay," you know. Like, while during the rape thing is happening, so I want to hear his side of the story, though. Yeah, but it's unfortunate,
really,
man.
Did it happen? Did he really think that no one will ever speak?
Oh yeah, that's really what I also happen. Don't get. Like, if he really is a rapist,
yeah.
To me it's like, hey, so then you're gonna also want to become famous and knowing what you've done. Of course, someone's gonna come out and be like, "Yo, this guy," you know. Now I don't trust that the things even shot on Sundays, or you just uploaded on Sundays. They were shot on a Wednesday. I don't trust now anything. Because he posts the best Sunday content, bro. It's so wholesome. I swear to God, it's so wholesome. Now, I don't know if it was even on Sundays. But let's hope, man. Let's hear what he says coming out. And let's see, man. And also, it sounds like it's years ago, you know? And the guys didn't open up cases, you know? I don't know how possible it is to get any justice now, because you know how difficult it is to prove rape.
A guy called Player 105. He does like AI content.
Yes, I've seen the guy. He's brilliant. Yeah.
Yeah. So he sent me a video. Do you guys want to see it? He sent me a video of us interviewing Tupac.
Oh.
Should I play?
Oh, yeah. I've seen one of We the Best. Yeah, play it, bro.
That's Drake. I mean,
no, DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled, yes.
Yeah.
Where is it? Player 105. Do you want to see it, guys?
Yeah.
You must say, Pelle.
Yeah, but
hey, bro, you've asked us already.
Why is it Tupac? Why is it someone who's died?
No. You don't want to see it.
Because
yeah, I don't want to see when someone who's died.
Okay, Valamet. Okay.
Valamet.
The one and only Tupac Shakur. How you feeling, man?
I feel alive, man. I feel good.
Appreciate you
having me on the show.
The pleasure is ours, bro. You've been through a lot. What's the funny side in your life?
The funny side, I still laugh when someone says, "You changed, Pac." I'm like, "Nah, I just grew taller."
Where were you, bro?
I just took the world's longest vacation, man. Cuba, maybe Soweto, depends who you ask.
Since you are a legendary rapper, can you go bar for bar and one-on-one with Soul on a pun off?
He might win it. So let me get my win on a rap verse first. Yeah, let's go, Saul. You ready?
A rap battle first, then after a pun off, let's go.
Yeah.
Tupac back from heaven talking about chilling. You drop changes, I drop the billing. You a legend, I respect your verse. But I'm the type to ghost the host and invoice first.
Invoice first? Boy, that's wild and bold. You charge for silence if the mic got cold. I wrote Dear Mama with love in my tone. You wrote Dear Mac G asking for a loan.
Yeah, you got me.
Hey.
I definitely wasn't gonna stand a chance on this one. Let's do a pun off.
You ready for punishment, bro?
Yeah, I'm ready. Pakistan, let's go.
First ever pun off, let's go.
If Tupac started a business in South Africa, what would it be?
What would it be?
Machiavelli's Palace. We keep it amazing.
Why keep it West Boss?
Bro, that's corny, literally. Thug life meets pun life. You're a comedian, bro.
I'm not a comedian. I'm a pandemic.
What a player 1505.
Okay.
Coast Lady, you're doing IROX, ne?
Yes, I'm doing HYROX.
HYROX, it's called HYROX.
HYROX.
Yeah, what's that, man?
Yeah, so it's like a whole fitness event with a lot of challenges. Like it's an obstacle course. Mm. So you get your, in between all these, you have your, oh my goodness, the, I'm even forgetting what all these things I'm practicing for.
Mm-hmm.
The farmer's ball. No, there's no ropes. There's no ropes.
Oh, you don't do the rope thing that
no.
is here. It claps that
Which
thing.
Which one is that one?
We grab the rope and you
grab the ropes.
Yeah. Oh, you also do that thing.
Yeah
sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, that those ropes.
There's the skiing. There's the pushing sledge. Yeah. So it's the what's that machine?
That's a skiing machine where you pull machine, the two ropes. Yes.
Okay.
And then there's the rowing. Yeah. There's the rowing, and then there's the burpees.
Mm.
Yes. Jumping burpees and lunges.
Mm.
And that's knee on the ground.
Yeah.
Kind of lunge.
Yeah.
And then while carrying 20 kg, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. And then there's pushing, the pulling sledge. Like you push. I think you push about 100 kgs or 150.
Whoa.
Yes. Yes.
You're a fit mom, man.
I'm very fit.
Whoa.
Yeah. But I'm doing it with my personal trainer. So we are in the mixed.
You're a team. Category.
Yeah, we're in a team for Sunday, the 30th.
So of all the clients your personal trainer trains, he participates in an IROX with you?
No, he did it already in Cape Town in June. So he did very well.
Oh, so you're not competing as a team?
No, we're working together. We are a team. We will be a team.
So he's your trainer, you the contestant or participant?
No, we train together at this stage now. We train together.
And then who participates?
We will both participate.
As a team?
As a team. He will take on the parts where it's a lot of, it needs the pushing and pulling. It needs the muscles. And I will be doing the cardio stuff.
So he's doing everything?
No. In fact, the last, like when he was busy training this week, like he's really like impressed with the way I am. And
all the best.
Yeah.
So how do you win? Or like, what's your target? How do you gauge your standard?
I know when he did it alone, I think he did it under 2 hours.
Damn.
So yeah, we're also aiming to do it together under 2 hours.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Did you get a medal for that score?
No, there's just a little...
Certificate of participation.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Good luck.
You think you're going to finish it?
I will definitely finish.
No.
I'm very, very strong. I'm impressed with my body. I'm so happy.
Before we go, bro.
Yeah.
I wasn't planning on releasing a song, dog. But
okay.
The song is calling my name. I really like this song.
Oh, let's hear it, bro.
Yeah, it's Say J Lute.
Okay. So it's piano?
Yeah, it's piano. So he sent me a while back and I've just been like, do I really want to release a song? But I'm like, fuck it, man.
Nice
piano's one, dead. Let me save it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Hey.
Is this Chillers Punch?
No, it's not Chillers Punch, but it's the same producer. CJ
Lute. Yeah.
So here we go, man. We're going to drop this on Friday, yeah?
Okay.
So it's myself, King P, CJ Lute, featuring Slice. Yeah, featuring Slice SA and TZ Makataza. It's called Wazala. Do us a radio link for the song, man. First time ever. Come on. I know you wanna. Come on. I know you wanna.
Come on.
So 3, 2, 1. Let's go.
Hey, nango mek, man. Mamelang. Yes.
Hey, what's it called? Hit Factory Radio.
Yeah.
I like this. My favorite part.
Sure.
Reminds me. It's got a quite a few. Can you hear that?
Yeah, that's what we think they're doing now. With the quite elements.
Anyway, we are here, man. Podcast and chill. Make sure you get this. Let's take it to number one. Wazala drops this Friday.
I'm a kid, 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 ka khali sama kutumela kopa samputa ka ditaba samara haitsan gore bana ba mopako fitilile di snow points batla ba di rose rose ke nyimpi le top ko mchila bo maru top e so spec so la gele na ma top dog ufuna mina futhi wena what's that what's that akire bang patcha what's that wona ka ho wena ka ntata what's that akedwa ke matata what's that ne tambo ka sira balata ufuna mina ufuna yena what's that what's that futhi mali kota saka what's that what's that ndela bolo ka what's that what's that ufuna mina bona ke what's that.
What's up?